I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The death toll of a devastating earthquake in southern Turkey and Syria jumped to more than 7,800 people on Tuesday as rescuers worked against time in harsh winter conditions to dig survivors out of the rubble of collapsed buildings. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Turkish authorities say as many as 17,000 buildings were destroyed and many people were still trapped in them on Tuesday. Criticism is growing over the response to emergency efforts, but rescue workers are also meeting with success. In the city of Diyarbakir, rescue workers saved a 13-year-old buried in a collapsed apartment block. But with the region coming under sub-zero temperatures, hypothermia is a new danger facing the many people believed to be trapped. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Syria's 12-year-old civil war is making it more difficult to bring help to the country, AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The earthquake has piled on more misery in a region that has seen tremendous suffering from the war. Now Syria has called on the United Nations and its members to help with rescue efforts, health services, shelter, and food aid. The U.S. is sending search and rescue teams to Turkey. But on the Syrian side, the quake-affected area is divided between government-controlled territory and the country's last opposition-held enclave, which is surrounded by Russian-backed government forces. I'm Donna Warder.
Opponents of France's controversial pension reform plan sought to keep up the momentum on a third day of protests and strikes, but the numbers taking to the streets were down on the previous week. President Emmanuel Macron's bid to raise the retirement age has sparked immense opposition from unions, with previous protests sparking mass demonstrations and walkouts. This is VOA News. Ukraine said on Tuesday the last 24 hours were the deadliest of the war so far for Russian troops as Moscow pressed on with an intensifying winter assault in the east, bringing tens of thousands of freshly mobilized troops to the battlefield. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Ukraine increased its running tally of Russian military dead by 1,030 overnight. Defense Minister Oleksiy Reznikov was seen welcoming his German counterpart in Kyiv on Tuesday. German Defense Minister Boris Pistorius made the surprise trip a day after his government's Security Council approved the delivery of 178 Leopard 1 tanks to Ukraine. That decision comes atop Germany's choice last month to deliver the more modern Leopard 2 tanks to Kyiv.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. China's foreign ministry said Tuesday it will safeguard its interests regarding a balloon the United States shot down Saturday as the U.S. works to retrieve all the parts that landed in the waters off the Carolina coast. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
China's foreign ministry calls it a weather balloon and says the country will continue to safeguard its legitimate rights and interests. Washington says it's a spy balloon and has no intention of returning the debris.
Strike one, blast one. That is a big kill.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken canceled his visit to China, says spokesperson Ned Price, to refocus.
Coordinating closely with our allies and partners, sharing information.
And he says
that they understand the brazen nature of this violation of our sovereignty.
I'm Julie Walker.
The U.S. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says a long battle remains to fight inflation in the country. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
We expect, significant progress on inflation this year.
But Powell told the Economic Club of Washington.
The reality is we're going to react to the data.
Powell says if more jobs reports like the one last month or inflation data come in way above expectations, they may have to add on even more interest rate hikes.
There's been an expectation that it'll go away quickly and painlessly, and I don't think that's at all guaranteed.
The Fed has said it envisions a couple more increases before holding steady on interest rates through the end of the year. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Tunisian President Kais Saied on Tuesday fired the country's top diplomat, the fourth minister to lose his post this year in the politically divided nation. Saied has already replaced his trade, agricultural, and education ministers this year, but the official who had served as foreign minister is the most senior official to lose his post. I'm Joe Ramsey.